It's time for What's New, the show that features the latest developments in the software industry that are driving innovation today. What's New is on the air right now.
Hi, my name is Warren Wilby, and I'm an ISV developer evangelist for Microsoft. And today I'm with Gabriel from Preemptive. How are you doing, Gabriel?
I'm doing great.
It seems to me that we talked a couple months ago at Worldwide Partner Conference, and you were telling me at that time that it was very hush-hush, that you got some major things that were going to be announced at the CCC, but you couldn't talk to me about it, you couldn't tell me any of that stuff. So we talked about your instrumenting software, which was really cool. Can we talk about the other stuff yet?
Absolutely. So
okay, what's up?
Today at PDC, Microsoft issued a press release, not Preemptive, but Microsoft issued a press release about some new features that are going into Visual Studio 2010. If you guys have access to the Community Technology Preview, it's already in there. You can take a look at it. But it's around essentially DocuScanner transforming itself from being just code protection to being an instrumentation platform where you can now add functions in there to track how applications are used, what features people are using, if the application's been tampered with, software expiration, ALM features, and integrate that whole thing with back-end cloud services, which is one of the big announcements of this show today. So it kind of all fits in nicely.
Okay, so you guys are pulling it all together, and that's all going to be in the box as part of Visual Studio 10?
That's right. So inside Visual Studio 2010, we're going to have Runtime Intelligence Services, DocuScanner is now DocuScanner Software Services. You'll be able to turn a lot of this stuff on. Now, obviously, there's a commercial version that gives you more functionality and commercial-grade service, but right inside the box, you can send the messages to our endpoint. We have a free endpoint that's available. We have a commercial endpoint that's available that gives you a whole bunch of functionality, and then you can actually send it to your own endpoint. So you can actually write your own services around this and consume the data and integrate it with other things like Microsoft CRM, Microsoft SharePoint, things like that.
So the CDP is going to be available as of today. When is all the service stuff going to be ready? Are you guys ready to go?
We're ready to go. I mean, our commercial product has been shipping now for a while. We've got case studies. We've got people using it for all kinds of things. People tracking how their beta software is being used. People tracking ASP.NET functionality and integrating it with back-end business services, CRM, SharePoint, PerformancePoint. All that stuff is all ready. The Microsoft Visual Studio stuff, obviously the first part of that has just come out today with Visual Studio 2010. And you can start using that today. Now, obviously, you know, that's still early days, and obviously there'll be beta releases, and I think, you know, I don't know when Visual Studio is going to ship, or at least if I did, I couldn't tell anybody. But when it's fully out, it'll be all in.
I feel like I have a feeling you know more than I know about this. That's not good.
we do get advanced information being in the box, but I can't talk about it.
Okay, I won't press you too hard. And I kept your secret for 6 months, so I'm a good guy. Anyway, so if people want to get started, what's the best way for them to get started using your new stuff?
Excellent question. So there's two ways. One is to get the Microsoft Visual Studio CTP release and start playing with it. The second way is get an evaluation version of the commercial one. It's available. We'll give it to you. We'll let you get going with it, play with it. You can either end up using that or just get ready for a year from now or whenever. Who knows? When Visual Studio 2010 comes out, so you're not a laggard when it comes out, but you've already instrumented it, you've already got these hooked in with back-end cloud services. Get started on that work today.
Okay, well, that's excellent. That's great news. I look forward to playing with it. I'll hook up to your endpoint and start implementing the instrumentation. That'll be fun. For the rest of you out there, go to Preemptive's website. You can read more there. I'm assuming you've got all the documentation wired up there now.
Preemptive.com has all the information about this out there right now.
And for those of you with MSPN subscriptions, you should be able to pick up the CTP anytime now. Well, enjoy the rest of the show.
Thank you.
Have a great PDC.
Okay, thanks.
We're rolling.
Hi, my name is Warren Wilby. I'm an ISV developer evangelist with Microsoft, and I'm here with two of my friends at PDC. PDC is the professional developer conference. We only hold this every couple of years, and we hold it because we have big announcements to have. Now, you had a big announcement with Microsoft today, didn't you?
Yes, we did.
Okay, tell us what you guys announced with us today.
Okay, so we announced that inside Visual Studio 2010, DocuScanner is now going to add functionality that will not only allow you to protect your code, but allow you to know how people are using your code, to detect if somebody tampers with your code, to put in shelf life or expiration features. And this is all going to be inside Visual Studio 2010.
Okay, so I wanted to, so you're from Preemptive. You are Preemptive. And this is another one of my ISV friends. He's from a company called Acellos. Acellos is a big .NET user. Now, they are hearing about this real time during this interview. So, do you use Docuscalator at the moment?
No, we don't.
So, well, you should.
I guess. I know. But one thing that I wanted to ask you is, one interesting aspect that you're talking about is keeping track of who's using your software or using your beta version. How do you do that? Do you do that online? Do you go online? If you can you check that?
How does that work? So I'll explain the process. Basically, it's an instrumentation platform. We don't need source code at all. Okay, so you can do this on applications you've already written.
Okay,
and basically what you would do is you would check off the things you want to track. So you check off, I want to track this method, and I want to track if it was called, or I want to track how long, how much time was spent in it. I want to track if the application was tampered with, or I want to set, for example, a beta. You might say with a beta, here's an executable that's going to be my beta. I'll check the box and say, I don't want this running 90 days from now.
Okay.
And then we'll automatically inject the code in there to make sure that it's not running 90 days from now, but also notify you if somebody tries to run it after 90 days, so maybe a salesperson can call them and follow up with them.
All right. Okay, so, but is there some way to track the download of your software and how many days have you maybe using this software?
Yes, so I'll give you a perfect example. In our evaluation scenarios, when you download a copy of our evaluation scenario, that it used to be completely opaque to us when they ran it, how often they used it, what features they used, how stable it was. Now, what happens is, because we've used runtime intelligence ourselves, is inside Microsoft CRM. So this is not a separate dashboard, although we do have a nice dashboard.
Right.
Inside Microsoft CRM itself, a salesperson can pull up a record.
Okay.
They can see that somebody downloaded an eval.
Okay.
They can see that they ran it, you know, 20 times yesterday, 2 times today.
Right.
And they can see that it failed once.
Sure.
It's interesting. They can see what features they use. So maybe there's a particular use case where you think they really should be using this feature and they haven't tried it. The salesperson might want to alert them that one of the key benefits of your product is that particular feature.
So there's full integration with CRM. I'm assuming that it's not a specific to CRM, but it's agnostic to other applications.
It's agnostic to other applications. Now, the key is with CRM or with any other tool, there's probably a little bit of integration work that has to take place. Whereas if you're just looking at the data on the server, you know, you've got really fancy, nice reports that all come for free, all come with it.
Okay.
If you want to actually take that data, we expose all that data as web services, so you can write a hook to go grab the data and pull it into CRM.
Oh, perfect. Can you customize, can you add more fields to keep track on, or are they predefined? How does it work?
So basically, you check off like what you're interested in tracking. There's certain things you might be interested in tracking that require custom data to come up, for example, serial number.
Sure.
So yeah, you would tell the software, here's where the serial number is. So it would have to know how to go grab it.
And I'm assuming that there's a database that's attached to it.
There's a SQL Server database at the back end on the server with data cubes that keeps track of all this information. And the information can be exported to Excel. It can be pulled out in many different ways.
So, Ricardo, you heard about it here, live, real time? Is it something that you guys can use?
Oh, definitely. We can definitely use it. And as soon as I'm back in the office, I'm going to start looking at the Preemptive website and download a code.
Okay.
Great. Thank you.
And I don't think you're alone. I think this is going to be very useful for a lot of ISV developers. So for those of you out there, this is big stuff. This is very, very cool stuff for ISVs. Being able to actually know what parts of your software are being used, how often, when, where. All those questions that we've wanted to ask and wanted answers for many, many years. Now, with this new development from Preemptive, that's going to be inside the box of Visual Studio 10, you can find all this stuff out. Well, back to PDC.
Great. Thank you.
Thanks.
Thank you. Thank you very much.